This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The auto industry employed 2.9 million people in the U.S. last month, counting vehicle and parts manufacturing and retailing. We'll soon find out just how profitable the big U.S. automakers have been over the past 3 months. Ford releases results today. GM is tomorrow morning. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports from WESA in Pittsburgh.
For years, low gas prices have made SUVs and pickup trucks big sellers for American auto companies. But with gas prices up roughly 15%, bad news, right? Maybe not, says Charlie Chesbro, an analyst with Cox Automotive.
Even larger crossovers and large pickup trucks are getting a great fuel economy so that consumers aren't as vulnerable to higher gasoline costs as like they were before.
But they could be vulnerable to higher interest rates, which would make car loans more expensive. Peter Nagel with IHS Markit says in that case, people may hold on to their cars longer or forego the bells and whistles on new ones.
Optioning them with less safety or technology here that's really kind of supported this robust market we're in.
Then there are the steel and aluminum tariffs and NAFTA negotiations. Jeff Schuster with LMC Automotive says car companies are on edge.
How all this plays out, until it plays out, creates uncertainty, and that can cause some jitters, I think, in the industry.
You think? I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.